Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
Now, do you remember the 1990s, the last time that virtual reality video games were being hyped, but the technology was lacking? Well, the era of the virtual reality game is now truly upon us, and many gamers have been very eager to get their hands on a pair of Oculus Rift virtual reality glasses. But one impatient computer scientist here in Bonn has developed his own virtual reality system. And the virtual world is available at your fingertips because you can enter it via your own smartphone. Sonia Dean has this report. By Michael Burdeker.
The man in the YouTube video looks pretty odd wearing his virtual reality glasses. They wrap around his face like a set of huge skiing goggles. He's in another world, the virtual world of the computer game Quake 2. There, he's running through a dark, three-dimensional labyrinth, shooting at monsters. As he turns his head, the glasses note his movement and adjust the view accordingly right before his eyes. This gives him the feeling of actually being in the world of the game. The man in the YouTube video is Stefan Welker, a computer scientist in the western German city of Bonn. He came up with the idea of developing his own virtual reality goggles, driven by a modern smartphone. The system measures the wearer's head movements, calculating how the image should be adjusted and then displaying this image for the user.
I had the idea 2-3 years ago that you could put a smartphone screen relatively close to the eye and see a very large image. So then I tried it out, and it actually worked right away.
In order for the illusion to work, the smartphone has to stay in a fixed position a few centimeters away from the eyes. Two lenses are situated between the eyes and the screen to magnify the image. The concept for such a setup has been available on the internet, made of wood, paper, or even Legos. But for goggles with a perfect fit, try a 3D printer. Now, Stefan Welker has made a file for this available on the internet, where anyone can download and print it out. Although few people own their own 3D printers at this point, there are plenty around for the true gaming enthusiast to make their own pair of virtual reality goggles. The housing for the goggles must be individually assembled, and the lenses and special rubber piece can be ordered on the internet.
The printing alone takes about 8 hours, but you don't have to just stand around and watch during that time. And the assembly takes about a half hour.
Other than the smartphone, the parts required for the goggles are pretty cheap, and virtual reality applications are already available for many smartphones. In one app, you can experience a roller coaster ride, and in others, users can go car racing or even scale a mountain. A couple of computer scientists in the nearby city of Cologne had the opportunity to make their own comparison. They got an early release of the Oculus Rift virtual reality headset, which is coming to consumer markets this year. They tested them against Welker's DIY goggles. Stefan Zellmann puts on a pair of the homemade glasses and has a look around in every direction of the virtual world.
When you think about how this is all based on a smartphone, it's really something. The optics are also totally comfortable. And yeah, okay, the Oculus Rift system is quite a bit more complex because there's a whole PC behind it. With all that in mind, these goggles are pretty darn impressive.
Apart from computer games, the virtual reality glasses also have a number of other potential applications. Models for products could first be viewed in virtual reality, which might be a useful step before building an actual prototype. It could help architects assess their designs virtually as well. For Cologne computer scientist Ulrich Lang, virtual reality can also be used to teach students, for example, in physics courses.
Things like throwing a ball and what its trajectory looks like. You'd be able to see this without having to physically build something like in many experiments, where this is time-consuming or even dangerous. Using virtual reality to do such things would impart a whole new experience, possibly even a different pace for the learning process. The possibilities are truly endless.
Computer scientist Ulrich Lang ending that report there by Michael Burdeker and Sonja Dean.